Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about edge of field monitoring opportunities. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Beth Baker, Mississippi State University Interim Director of the REACH program. So Beth, I know that you've been really busy lately. Tell me about this new opportunity through NRCS for producers in the state.
Yeah, Amy. So NRCS, or the Natural Resources Conservation Service, is making $2 million available to farmers who are interested in installing voluntary edge of field monitoring stations on agricultural lands. And they're doing this in about 8 states, including Mississippi. So that monitoring includes assessing the amount of nutrients and sediment in runoff from fields and compares improvements under different conservation systems. So this opportunity is available through their EQIP program, which stands for Environmental Quality Incentives Program. And there is more details if you searched this online. You could probably find some more information specifically about the program.
All right, that sounds pretty cool. Now, how can REACH provide assistance to the producers through this opportunity?
You know, a lot of times when I meet with producers, they'll say, what does REACH do, or what can REACH do for me? And this is a great example of what REACH does. So even if producers are interested in this opportunity, they really might not know how to monitor runoff or who can provide them with this service cost effectively. And at REACH, edge of field monitoring is exactly what we do.
So I understand you have some other projects that involve edge of field monitoring.
Yeah, in fact, one of our current projects is a 6-year investigation of cover crops via edge of field monitoring funded by NRCS. And our cooperating producer, Mr. Mike Graves, manages 4,000 acres in Tippah and Benton counties. Mike was also voted the Conservationist of the Year for 2014 by NRCS. We are monitoring approximately 33 acres planted in a corn and soybean rotation for 2 years without cover crops, and then 4 years post-cover crop implementation to determine their benefits to water quality. And we also have the capability to analyze water samples for nutrients in the water quality lab at MSU. But we also work with the MDEQ, or Mississippi Department of Environmental Quality, for sample analysis. And that was provided because prior to this opportunity, NRCS did some pilot studies in about 20 or 30 watersheds around the country.
Okay, so you've talked a lot about edge of field monitoring. Tell me, what exactly is this and how does it work?
So edge of field monitoring is physically monitoring runoff coming off the landscape. And so it really requires a bit of equipment and certain expertise by the people collecting the water samples. And typically, you're going to have the most runoff during storm events, not just during irrigation events. And it's not always physically possible to just walk out and collect with your hand a water sample in the middle of a major storm. So a lot of the equipment involves sampling machines that fire based on depth. And so then they collect the water sample for you while also recording perhaps water depth, sometimes velocity or discharge. And then collecting those water samples from the sampler once they've been collected and the storm has passed, and getting them to be analyzed within a certain time frame so that the viability of the water sample is still good. So the equipment involved in that is usually, like I said, the automated samplers, some kind of discharge measurement or velocity measurement, often depth. We also usually utilize rain gauges at the location so we can kind of determine how much precipitation results in X amount of runoff. And it's really then providing the staff that's willing to go out, you know, whenever it rains. Sometimes it's on the weekends, sometimes it's holidays, which isn't always the most ideal situation exactly. But we've had some pretty great success in the last few years, and we've really gotten a great team together that knows what they're doing.
Okay, and this is really important because water quality affects all of us, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's very important, and there's only a handful of maybe private companies that do this, and the USGS is involved in water quality monitoring and surveying throughout the entire country, but usually at much larger scales in the watershed, so major rivers, major streams, not always at the edge of field.
Okay, Beth, so if a producer wants to get more information, where should we go?
You can get on the REACH website at www.reach.msstate.edu, and that should give you more information about edge of field monitoring and my contact information in case you want more information directly from me.
Today we've been speaking with Beth Baker, Interim Director of the REACH program. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.